Red Deer's rainiest month fell a little short of expectations. In June, 71.2 millimeters of precipitation came down in the city, compared to the normal of 97.7 millimeters. But there was more rain in June compared to the same month in 2024 when the city received 41.5 millimeters. It was trending up, but it wasn't quite up to normal amounts, and it definitely wasn't even approaching what we see from a record point of view. The record precipitation in June is 243.8 millimeters in 1970, and the lowest is 17.8 millimeters set in 1938, said Brian Proctor, meteorologist Environment and Climate Change Canada. Much of Alberta's active thunderstorm activity in June was further north. He said it was a routine June as far as temperatures in the city. No temperature records were broken, and the mean temperature was 13.5 C, an average of the daytime highs and overnight lows, which was very close to the normal of 13.7 C. However, July started out with some heat, and reached a high of 26.5 C on Canada Day. The hottest July 1st on record was 36.7 C set in 1924. Followed by another record-breaking temperature of 37.2 C on July 2 that same year. Red Deer's heat warning continued today, along with unsettled weather and the potential for thunderstorms. The forecast calls for a daytime of 19 C on Thursday, with the risk of thunderstorms. Clouds will hang around on Friday, and showers are likely Saturday and Sunday evenings. Daytime highs remain in the low 20s until Monday, with a jump to 27 C on Tuesday. Proctor said the potential for severe weather will return next week. July tends to be a very active month from a severe weather point of view in much of central Alberta, so just be prepared for those kinds of conditions to move through. He said July is the peak month for heat, but active and severe weather can be expected into early or mid-August. While June tends to bring the most precipitation, July still averages about 80 millimeters.